The residents of Harbin have already endured 4 days without running water after an explosion at a government-owned petrochemical plant in Jilin province dumped 100 tons of toxic chemicals into the Songhua River. The river provides most of the drinking water for the approximately 4 million people in Harbin, the capital city of adjoining Heilongjiang province. The official Xinhua news agency announced Saturday that the water would be turned back on at 11 p.m. Sunday. The levels of the two major contaminants in the river, benzene and nitrobenzene, have been falling steadily since Friday. By Saturday morning, however, officials said the level of nitrobenzene near Harbin was still several times the safe limit. A team sent by China's central government began Saturday to investigate the circumstances surrounding the petrochemical plant explosion, which occurred on November 13th. Xinhua said the presence of disciplinary officials on the team indicated that punishment of irresponsible acts are on the way. Vice Environmental Minister Zhang Lijun said in a nationally televised press conference Thursday that officials at the plant would be held responsible. Mr. Zhang said the major organization to be held responsible would be PetroChina and Jilin Province, and the chemical complex in particular. Xinhua reported Saturday that more than 1,000 soldiers and workers have been working around the clock to install new filters at Harbin's water purifying plant in anticipation of turning the taps back on. Still, residents have been told to inspect the water for unusual colors or odors before drinking it, and there are concerns that even though the river water is declared safe, chemicals may have seeped into the riverbanks. Even when the 50-mile-long spill has passed Harbin, hundreds of thousands of Chinese downstream from Harbin are likely to be affected. The spill is expected to reach the Russian border in about a week, and Russian officials have expressed concern for the 1.5 million people living in the Siberian city of Khabarovsk, who also rely on the Songhua for their drinking water. On Friday, several local Chinese newspapers published unusually critical reports about the spill, arguing that local officials took too long to report the situation to those living along the river. Harbin officials did not turn off the water until the evening of November 22nd, 9 days after the explosion. News organizations have questioned why local residents were originally told that the water was being turned off only for routine maintenance. Celia Hutton for VOA News, Beijing.